What if the very things you've been running from, your fears, anger, and messy emotions, are actually your greatest treasures? This is the radical invitation of Pema Chodron's wisdom. Unlike self-help books promising quick fixes, Chodron offers a counterintuitive approach. Stop trying to escape your pain and instead move closer to it. The path to genuine compassion begins not with perfecting ourselves, but with befriending ourselves exactly as we are. Like a homeless person sleeping above buried treasure, we fail to recognize the wealth beneath us. Our basic Buddha nature remains untouched by the swirling emotions that often define our experience. These difficult feelings aren't problems to eliminate, but resources to embrace. When we can't be there for others, it's often because we're not there for ourselves. We're too busy hiding from our own experience. The journey begins with three core practices: basic sitting meditation, taking in and sending out, Tonglen, and working with slogans, Lojun. In meditation, we sit upright with open eyes, focusing gentle awareness on our breath. When thoughts arise, we compassionately label them thinking and return to the breath. Through this process, we begin to recognize our patterns of hiding and avoidance, learning to approach these discoveries with humor and kindness. This approach is revolutionary because we befriend what we typically reject as bad, while being generous with what we label as good. Instead of avoiding pain, we move closer and allow discomfort to awaken our hearts. With pleasant experiences, we learn to share rather than grasp. Gentleness is essential. It's like remembering something forgotten. When breathing out, we simply relax and let the breath dissolve. We label thoughts lightly, touching them like bubbles with a feather, and they dissolve into emptiness. Don't strive for perfection. When your mind wanders, simply acknowledge it and return. We constantly battle to protect our ego, building armor that shrinks our world. When something penetrates our defenses, we respond by building even higher walls, like children futilely protecting sandcastles from the rising tide. In post-meditation, Be a Child of Illusion invites us to approach life with a lighter touch. Children naturally see the world as less rigid, maintaining a sense of wonder that adults often sacrifice to certainty. Paradoxically, recognizing life's impermanence makes everything more vivid. Thoughts dissolve like the imprint of a bird in the sky, while good and bad, victory and defeat, coexist rather than conflict. The Buddha within embraces both wholesome and unwholesome aspects. This fresh perspective emerges when we release hope and fear, remaining mindful and gentle with our judgments. Like Ishii, who learned to approach a feared train with curiosity, we can face life with wonder rather than defensiveness. When we encounter difficult emotions, we typically either act them out or repress them. The middle path is to hold our seat and feel what's beneath our craving, aversion, or self-loathing, to attend to the wound itself rather than lashing out at those who hurt us. Tonglen practice involves breathing in pain rather than resisting it. By acknowledging unwanted feelings, we connect with universal human experience. When we feel delight or relief, we breathe it out to all beings. This practice reveals how everyone experiences pain similarly beneath their unique circumstances. The core of Lojong practice teaches that when the world is filled with evil, transform mishaps into the path of enlightenment. What if there are no interruptions to our spiritual path, if both serene and chaotic experiences equally serve awakening? The practice invites us to work with our unfinished business, our fury, depression, or passion. When difficult emotions arise, we breathe them in, developing sympathy for our confusion without blame. The goal isn't elimination, but creating space around these feelings through kindness and awareness. The slogan, "Drive all blames into one," invites us to examine the nature of blame itself. Blaming others creates suffering worldwide, from ethnic conflicts to religious tensions, all stemming from people's inability to face their own anxiety and edginess. When we drop the storylines and touch the soft spot beneath our armor, we discover what Children calls shaky tenderness. This connects with the slogan, "Be grateful to everyone," which teaches that our most challenging relationships offer our greatest opportunities for growth. The people who get us going, especially those we can't escape, like family members or coworkers, our Johns and Juanitas, are our most powerful teachers precisely because they push our buttons and reveal our blind spots. Have you ever considered that the person who irritates you most might be your greatest teacher? Atisha brought an ornery Bengali tea boy to Tibet because he valued people who revealed his blind spots. Similarly, Gurdjieff supposedly paid an irritable community member to stay because his presence challenged everyone's practice. These difficult relationships help our ego become smaller and our compassion increase. Abandon any hope of fruition teaches us that having an unconditional relationship with oneself means having one with Buddha. While fruition suggests future satisfaction, an open heart focuses on the present moment, accepting yourself exactly as you are. Could you accept yourself unconditionally, your height, weight, intelligence, and pain? This embodies the wisdom of no escape, staying present with whatever arises. No thought or feeling is wrong or sinful. It's all material for waking up and living presently. Always maintain only a joyful mind means using everything as fuel for awakening, staying cheerful even in difficulties. The key to feeling at home with ourselves is lightening up, replacing earnest, goal-oriented practice with curiosity, humor, and appreciation of the ordinary. The big squeeze occurs when our ideals clash with reality. We're caught between vision and circumstance. Though uncomfortable, this squeeze is vital for spiritual growth, teaching us to be simultaneously humble and expansive rather than settling into fixed positions. Life's gloriousness and wretchedness are complementary forces. One inspires while the other humbles. We need both qualities in balance to avoid either arrogance or despair. Working with others becomes transformative practice as they mirror our own nature. As we open our hearts, challenges arise that test our commitment. True practice happens not in isolation, but in engaging fully with the world while keeping our hearts open. The journey's essence is simple. We already possess everything we need. Our task isn't to acquire something new, but to recognize what's always been present, our awakened heart and fundamental wholeness. By accepting our current state, messiness, and all, we discover the path that's been beneath our feet all along. The question isn't about becoming enlightened, it's about recognizing that we already are.